Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. Professor Natalia Barufskaya teaches art history at the Russian State Academy of Fine Arts, based in Moscow. I met her when she came to Rome recently to attend the 12th General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops, which, as you probably know, focused on the Word of God in the life and mission of the Church. But she had a very special tale to tell. Let's listen. I think you have a very particular story to tell, or so I heard. You discovered religion through sacred art, is that correct?
Yes, yes, it's
correct. Can you tell me your story?
My story maybe is typical for the Soviet intellectual people. Not only me was converted through the sacred art or through the classical Russian literature that is based on the biblical topics. I was the typical Soviet child. I grew up in the typical Soviet circumstances without any religion. But from my childhood, I loved art very much, art and music. And my first education was musical. I finished the Moscow Conservatory like viola player. And after the conservatory, for 4 years, I worked in the big symphonic orchestra. But from my childhood, I loved strongly to visit museums, the artistic exhibition, especially the paintings exhibition. And I liked all the painter, but especially the Sacrum Christian painter, especially Russian icons and Renaissance painting. But I didn't know why that period. After 4 years of the work in the orchestra, suddenly I decided to study more deep the history of arts. And this desire was very strong. And only later I understood that my desire of art history studies was a form of the God's evocation, or the Lord's evocation. He called me. Mm-hmm. He called me through the art, through my love to art. I think so. I've spoke about the story of my conversion in the synod. After the conversion, after the baptism, I have a rather difficult period of the spiritual research, because I had some confessional problems. At 1991, I found myself in the Catholic Church. I was born as a real Christian in this church, because only in this church I felt Christ, and I felt love of Christ not only high in the heaven, but near me and in me. In the beginning of 2000s, I've met the community in Verbum Dei, and the spirituality of this communion became very familiar to me. It's very interesting structure, both missionary and contemplative. And the spirituality of the constantly prayer, the contacts with Holy Trinity in us, the deep spiritual life was very close to me. And 2 years ago, I became the lay consecrated in this community. I made my professions. And now, to teach the art history, to work as the choir conductor in the parish of St. Louis in Moscow, and to stay in the community. Mm. It's other part of my mission.
It seems like it was very easy for you when you were young to understand the Word of God in art. Is that correct? It came mm-hmm. naturally to you to understand.
Yes.
Right?
It's natural to try to find the sign or the presence of the Word of God, and not only in the works of sacred art. The Word of God may be present also in landscape, in still life. The Saint Spirit acts everywhere mm-hmm. where He wants.
You mentioned earlier your interest in icons.
The icon is a specific mode of painting, because the main task of the icon to proclaim the process of the spiritual transfiguration of the person. The main task of the icon to create the image of God as a God, first of all, and to create the image of man as it's his image, as his continuation. That's why the artistic language of icon is not realistic. There are not the usual space like in the picture on in the relief. There are not usual traditions of the composition. There are not the realistic features of the human anatomy, because the icon image is transfigurated. It's the human image of the future in the kingdom of heaven. That's why this is unusual language. The second reason is the symbolism. The language of icon is the system of symbols that must be read like a book. And it's very familiar to the linguistic and to the verbal language of the Word of God. Everything is symbolic. The color system, the forms of human body, the form of space. The human mind must be prepared for a seething icon.
That was Natalia Borovskaya, who teaches art history at the Russian State Academy of Fine Arts based in Moscow. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.